It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Carbon markets are not a new concept, but one that has definitely taken center stage due to the current administration's commitment to mitigating the effects of climate change. But greenhouse gas emissions go beyond just carbon, and Central Farm Service's Casey Grainer sees an opportunity for agriculture to play a role.
I think carbon markets, maybe we got to do better as an industry of talking about greenhouse gas markets, you know, talking about the nitrogen-based gases that are somewhat more potent in the atmosphere. And what better place to manage nitrogen-based gas emission than the local retail ag cooperative that is buying, warehousing, applying, and proving the use of those nitrogen fertilizers.
Grainer is the Senior Vice President for Agronomy for the CFS Cooperative. He says local retailers can play a role in helping farmers navigate these emerging opportunities.
Can the local retailer be that third party that validates the data on the grower's behalf, gets them paid for their better management practices that help with greenhouse gas emissions, that help with global warming, or whatever initiative that everyone's banding together to do? You always follow the dollars, and right now there's a lot of dollars going towards that. We've got to make sure we stay on our game to bring the best local trusted advice in that space to our customers.
Staying on these opportunities will be important, especially as more details from Washington, D.C. emerge. This has been your Farm of the Future Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.